Good morning, everybody. It's 8:46 with Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
Don Felder having a great career. He was at Ridgefield Playhouse last night. Friday night, catch him at Bethel Woods. What does Don Felder do before a show?
Well, before we go on stage, we get together in our backstage dressing room, and we do a couple of vocal warm-ups where we sing some of the choruses, a little bit of Seven Bridges Road, just to warm up our vocals and make sure everybody's in good pitch. And then right after the show, usually I go back and change clothes and get on some clean, dry clothes, and I do a meet and greet. Sometimes I go back out to the front of the stage. Before I change clothes, I sign autographs, take some selfies with people, just shake hands. And those people that stay and hang out by the front of the stage, I come back out and spend some time with them.
Well, I had the pleasure of seeing you perform live with my boss, the program director here at WHUD, Steve Petrona, and his wife. And we met you right after you came off stage. But at the end of the show, when they bring out that double-necked guitar, we all know what's coming.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that guitar has just become kind of an iconic symbol of Hotel California. We usually close the show with Hotel California. We do a lot of songs that I co-wrote and recorded and toured with the Eagles, like Life in a Fast Lane, Friday Tonight, Hotel California, Already Gone, you name it. I mean, Peaceful Easy Feeling, Tequila Sunrise, just a bunch of songs that we wrote and recorded together and toured together with. So it's really a fun show, and everybody's up on the last half of the show on their feet dancing around. And got their cell phones out, taking selfies and videos. It's just a lot of fun. We have a great time. High energy show.
You sound like one of the most positive people in the world.
You know, I only do this because I love it. I don't need to do it. I just love to do it. I tried to retire years ago when I left the Eagles and spent 10 days on a golf course chasing a little white ball around, trying to get it in the hole, and realized there's more to life than this. I should be doing what I love to do. So I put together the seeds of this band that you'll see. And we started doing charity events, raising money for Autism Speaks, raising money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital, raising money for cures for cancer research, and just any way I could use my talents and enjoy playing. And the benefits of it went to people that really needed the help. So I love to play. That's why I love to do this stuff every night. I get up, go on stage, and have fun doing it. You'll see. I don't know who has more fun, us in the band or the people in the audience, but it's a lot of fun. We have a great time and love doing that.
Well, the first thing I said to you when we met off stage was, I've never seen anybody smile through their entire performance.
Well, if you love what you're doing, it's not work. It's pleasure, you know? And I've been doing this since I was 10 years old. I've loved it since I got hooked on playing music, and recording and touring and everything. And I hope to be able to do it for many years to come.
All right, Don. And also, you're playing this week at Bethel Woods. So it's a pretty good routing situation where you play a solo show in Connecticut and then go to Bethel Woods with Styx and REO Speedwagon.
That's right. We resume our tour up in Bethel for the last 2 weeks of our tour together. We end, I think, August 24th or something. And yeah, it's just been so much fun. You know, I've known all the guys at both REO and Styx for decades. We're like a family together. There's nobody that has the diva attitude, or there's no drama. We just have fun. If you think my show is fun, when you see some of the stuff that we do together on that tour with REO and Styx, it's just everybody having a great time. There's no need to be in any other mood than having a fun time and enjoying what we're doing.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, nicest guy. He did exactly that. Came to the front of the stage, signed autographs, and of course ended with this big hit that he co-wrote, Hotel California, 100.7 WHUD.